You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back Arizona. We're going to the back 40 today. It's the first Saturday of the month. So we're talking farm fresh, and we've got Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau in, as always, to join us. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. So glad to be here. It's a beautiful day.
It's the first Saturday in December, so it's the courthouse lighting at Prescott. We've also got the Christmas parade starting at 1 o'clock, and we try and match something that is being produced locally in Arizona according to the time of year so that you, in the listening audience, you know, when you're out shopping today, whether you're buying lettuce or you're buying citrus, you know, you're connecting that local Arizona brand, and you know that the products you're purchasing came locally from the state. And you brought somebody in from Chino Valley and Camp Verde multi-location operation to join us, because the fact of the matter is, if you follow on our home maintenance calendar, it says fruitcake. We can't talk about fruitcakes for an hour.
No. But the gentleman that's going to be with us, and I'm going to introduce him now, Tim Peterson, he raises grass-raised beef, and Tim is also our vice president for Yavapai County Farm Bureau. So he's in a leadership role with our Farm Bureau family, and I wanted Tim to come on because he has an amazing story. Hello, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Julie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We'll launch right into this, and we wanted to hear your story. You're actually a first-generation rancher. Your previous business endeavor was commercial real estate, but it kind of inspired you.
Sure. I started out in, I grew up in Arizona, and I was in the real estate appraisal business for almost two decades. And then I was in the commercial land development, housing mostly, residential business. Although I grew up in a fairly rural part of Arizona and spent my lifetime in the outdoors a lot, I really enjoyed real estate and spent a lot of time working in real estate until around 2007, 2008, the real estate market crashed, and it crashed really hard.
And yeah, I think myself, we all remember that one.
Yeah, it was a tough, very lonely, very tough time. And, I had some time and experience with riding and training mules. I had a small ranch in Humboldt, Arizona, where we raised our kids. And, I'm sitting here thinking, well, nobody's building homes. No one's buying homes. No one's buying real estate. I have all this experience. Actually, as an appraiser, I did appraise a lot of agriculture properties, including cattle ranches. And so I had a pretty good understanding of agriculture and how cattle ranches worked from the aspect of value and the numbers side of the business. And I had a really good friend who owned a restaurant up in the Prescott area. And while we were fishing one day, he said, well, my restaurant is busier than it's ever been because people will always need to eat. And I had a little bit of an epiphany at that point and started thinking about developing ranches and regenerative agriculture, buying ranches that were run down, fixing them up. And then that led to the cattle business, because you got to have cattle if you're going to run a cattle ranch. And then I started thinking about the aspect of feeding people and creating a healthy product for the market. We broke into the grass-fed beef business. It's a great supplement and a great way to help finance your cattle ranching business.
And it's a market that's really interesting to the consumer, whether that's nationally or here in Arizona, is grass-fed beef. So that's been your angle. But you're kind of, you're in the retail market. You're serving restaurants. How are you keeping us so well supplied?
Well, we have several cattle ranches ourselves now. We also purchased cattle from quite a few partner ranchers, including four different Indian tribes here in Arizona. All of our cattle are Arizona born and raised. They're grass-fed, grass-finished. They never see a feedlot. They come right off of the open range. They're just great cattle. It's a very healthy beef. It's I think the big thing, Julie, is people just really want to know where their food is coming from. So the next step was to develop a processing plant. There are very few processing plants in Arizona. Ours happens to be a USDA inspected processing plant. All of our cattle that come off of our ranches and from our partner ranchers come to our processing plant. So we're a fully integrated ranch-to-table company. We know right where those cattle came from. They're all third-party verified through the American Grass-Fed Beef Association. Producer ranchers have to meet certain standards for us to purchase these cattle. They sign affidavits, and they're audited by one of our veterinarians to make sure that we're telling our story correctly and truly. And having this processing plant gives us the unique ability to grade the beef ourselves, process it under very humane handling, you know, instructions that the USDA oversees very closely. You know, there are butchers. It's our butcher shop. We grind the beef. We package the beef. And then it's picked up by actually almost every distributor in Arizona carries our beef to many, many different restaurants throughout the state.
So if I want your beef, how do I get it?
You know, the best way to get our beef is actually online. More and more of our sales are going to the internet online. Natural Grocers in Arizona carries our beef. But our website is www.azgrassraisedbeef.com. Between that website and the distributors that distribute our beef to restaurants, that's how most people are hearing of and experiencing our product.
Three key things that I think are making it valuable for your beef is that you have a third-party verifier for all your certifications. You're partnered with other ranchers that are working to meet that same standard, and the fact that you have your own processing plant, because in all reality, prior to you working toward that effort, we didn't really have enough processing plants. And I think you told me you have a USDA inspector there every day, or every day you guys are processing, correct? And which is the requirement regardless, but it's nice to know that in your situation, because you guys are smaller, even though you're partnering with other ranchers, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, most of your larger, well, most every restaurant and retailer, distributor, wants the beef to be USDA inspected. So we believe that's a real important part of the process. I think it gives us a lot of credibility, and we're actually able to ship out of the state, across state lines, because of that USDA certification.
What's the name on the packaging? If I'm at Natural Grocers and I'm looking, what name am I looking for?
Arizona Grass Raised Beef.
That's the name on the meat packaging, Arizona Grass Raised Beef.
And what's the breed, or is it a variety, since there's a partnering situation here with more than one rancher?
Yeah, it's a variety. The breed isn't as important as the quality of the cattle. We do use a lot of Black Angus and Red Angus cattle, some Hereford, and some cross. But the majority of the cattle are Black Angus. But really, it's the quality of the carcass and the quality of the cattle that we're looking at in the grass fed.
Okay, so I have to ask that one very. You know, for me as a consumer, and that's what's so cool about America, we have all these choices. I must confess, I like my beef finished with corn for the marbling and it does tenderize it. But that's not the case with your steak. I have had your steak, and it's just as tender. What's your secret sauce?
Well, we have caught a few different secrets. I've spent close to 9 years now, you know, working on perfecting and trying to make grass-fed beef as palatable as possible. We kill animals that are very fat. They have a lot of fat on them. They have a little chronological age on them, so they actually have time to grow that intermuscular fat, which is where you get the marbling and the flavor. And I think one of the greatest things we do is we have a great dry aging program. We have a special cooler at our plant that's set up with humidity controls, airflow controls, temperature controls, and we dry age all of our steaks, all of our middle meats, which we turn into steaks. That makes a big difference in the tenderness.
And you're making me hungry too. And I do think that those are key elements, the aging process, and that you're allowing your beef to mature. In other words, they're on the rangeland for a longer period of time than maybe, you know, the average time for a beef that's harvested at 24 months. Yours are older, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're averaging four to 6 years old in age. They're what the industry calls breaker cattle. They're very, very fat cattle. And it takes about 30 to 35% longer for a cow to get that marbling in their muscle when they're just fed a straight diet of range grass, and that's part of the secret.
Yes, and so we have some more questions for you, Tim. But for listeners, just know ArizonaGrassRaisedBeef.com is where you can go. And it sounds like it's smart to order it online. And, Rumi, I think you did for your wife.
AZGrassFedBeef.com. Yes. It's very hard to find the tri-tip
grass
cut.
Grass raised.
Oh, very good. AZGrassRaisedBeef.com. It's very hard to find the tri-tip cut in the local shopping grocery stores. But on his website, I found tri-tip, and that's Amanda's favorite cut. So we ordered it.
Yay. Wonderful. So we'll be back talking about beef and fruitcakes.